Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
The task at hand for the Lions, and I think if they're going to make it to the playoffs, it's going to have to be 10 wins, which means they've got to win out.
Got to win out.
And so I'll pose two questions to you. They're kind of the same. Can the Lions, do you expect them to have a chance to win every single game on the remainder of their schedule? And I'll give you the opponents, and I'll give them, basically giving them to our listeners. I know you know them. It's the Vikings, it's at the Jets, at the Panthers, the Bears, and at the Packers. So they got five games left. If they want to make it to the playoffs, they're going to have to be a 10-win team. They've got five now, so that means obviously they've got to win all five. Do they win five? And at the very least, are we talking about a team that ends above 500?
I would expect them to win four.
So you're expecting them to be above 500, 9-8.
Here, okay, let me change that. Only because last week I said, you know, when you're looking at six games left, I think anything less than 4-2 would be disappointing.
Right.
So I would say now moving forward, I say anything less than three would be disappointing. Minnesota, we know, I really feel like you match up well with them, but they just have something about them that feels like this year's lucky NFL team. You know, I don't expect Minnesota to do anything in the playoffs. Yeah. I don't think they're that kind of team, but they've got something going for them. They just feel like this year's version of like, yeah, oh my God, they're getting every break. Oh, yeah. Shit. They're,
last, you know, year's playoff Bengals.
Yeah, just, you know what I mean? Like, you kind of get that vibe around them. I don't feel like they're a powerhouse. I wouldn't put them in the same category as, you know, the Bills and the Chiefs and, you know, the Eagles.
Right.
Not even close, but I feel like they match up well with them. But I don't know if I'm going to chalk that down as a loss, but that's one that I'm willing to, you know, put that wiggle room in just because I think Minnesota's got a lot of going right for them.
There's a lot of people that believe the Jets at the Jets is going to be tougher than home against the Vikings.
Well, I think a lot of people thought that coming off of, was it 2 weeks ago, you see, you know, Mike White go out there and absolutely light it up. And, you know, they lost yesterday, though, didn't they? The Jets, yeah, they lost to Minnesota. It was 27-22. Look, I see the Jets in a very similar position that we kind of saw the Giants in, you know, when we went out to New York a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a team that's, they're playing good football. Yeah, they're taking care of the ball. You know, they play solid. You know, I don't think there's anything spectacular about them. Mike White, by the way, against Minnesota was 31 of 57 for 370 and two interceptions.
he threw the hell out
of the ball. But you know what I mean? Like, I feel like the Jets kind of play that same style of football that we play. It's like you want to kind of be physically imposing. You want to be a tough style football team and gritty and all that. That Jets game doesn't really scare me. I guess what I'm trying to say at is when you look at the remaining five games, John, none of those teams really scare me.
Right. They're all winnable games.
If
may not be favored, but they're all winnable.
If you are a different team, which I think they are, you're the team that we've seen the last five games, these are teams that you should beat. You know, these are teams that you should beat. I think these are all teams that you match up well with. And, you know, even we talked about it a little bit in this morning show was, you know, even the early line, I know we're still 6 days away, but I think Minnesota was favored by 1.5 over Detroit. I mean, you match up well with them. When they go to New York, I expect the line to be, you know, one either way. When the, you know, and then there's a chance they could be favored the rest of the way out. So looking at the schedule, there's not a team on there that scares me, you know? And if this is a different team that we have seen for five straight weeks now, these are games you should win.
Well, we'll see if they are that different team that we believe they are, because those five games, they're all winnable. But we'll get a chance to continue to talk about them when we return next week. We thank you for listening to Necessary Roughness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.